Uncensored.
And hopefully we don't have no dancing motherfuckers on the sideline, those two bitches, and sit those motherfuckers. Sit them. Okay? Because I don't want to go to that fucking game on Sunday and see fucking Baker become the touchdown maker. Fuck that motherfucker. Fuck him. I want to go and I want to see the Bucks do little something on offense and see us fucking stop somebody every so often. Let's crush the fucking dog pound and let's fucking pound it to him. Let's do this. I'm done speaking softly. I'm done!
Bucks Uncensored is brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. $5 game day pitchers of Bud Light, Coors Light, and Miller Light. And $5 cocktails, cheeseburgers, and brats. When football is on, you have to be at Buffalo Wild Wings. Price and participation may vary. Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, sports. At Mastro Subaru, you've got guys running that dealership that are stick carriers just like each and every one of you. And because of that, they are giving you a special deal that nobody else gets. Go to Mastro Subaru, whether it's in Orlando or right here in Tampa off of Hillsborough Avenue near the Veterans. Tell them you're a stick carrier and you get special stick carrier pricing just for being a Bucks fan. It's that simple. New and pre-owned vehicles, they've got a huge selection. You go in, tell them you're a Bucks fan, tell them you're a stick carrier, and they're going to take some money off of that price just for you. Mastro Subaru with two locations in Orlando and Tampa. Check them out at MastroSubaru.com.
This is a real movement of real people. You can't stop this movement. You can tell us to cool it or else. It's not gonna work. We are self-sustaining.
You see how we play as a family. You see what we do as a family. I gave you my face, and the answer is unequivocally yes.
Bucks Uncensored.
I'm tired of getting disrespected. I'm tired of low expectations. I know what we're about. I know what we're about. I know how great we are. Let's keep stacking them W's, and let's do it as a family. That's right. One heartbeat.
Somebody that knows somebody that knows something about it. But I won't answer now. What, where, why? See, a lot of dudes like to act the fool now. You don't lie, but that ain't my style. So who you gonna get and what he gonna do? Run up on me if you want to. Goddamn pressing his homie. Cut up in front of his mom.
Bucks Uncensored.
I'm off with him, and I can get in the door and let
midweek edition. And our first podcast since the firing of Mike Smith. Listen, my questions are the same as yours. Why not do this before the bye week? Why not do this before a divisional game? Why not do this before a game you need to win? I don't know. But about 2 weeks after Dirk Cutter said, it's not just one man, talked about his friend, Mike Smith. I think that's, I find it hard to believe that this was Dirk Cutter's decision and his alone. Maybe an epiphany happened, but it happened. Now, is Mark Duffner going to come in and light the world on fire as a defensive coordinator? Don't hold your breath. I mean, it's not like people have been beating down his door to be a defensive coordinator. But a change was made. Some accountability was finally shown from this organization. I cannot wait till they start showing it for their players as well. But as I've said, it hasn't just been one person on defense. It's been across the board. Quan Alexander in coverage, the secondary not knowing what the fuck they're doing. This high-priced defensive line not providing any pass rush on opposing quarterbacks. You know, it's sad because I know that there's hope because Mike Smith is gone. But those players need to look themselves in the mirror and ask themselves if they've been doing everything they can to go out and kick ass. They have not. They have not. We wanted them to bring Nasty back and this defense turn around, bent over, and spread their butt cheeks. All right? We need you to take it to the other team physically. And if you're not, time to hold people accountable. Players accountable. I was also thinking about the change from Smith to Duffner. And I believe it was Lou, and I cut Lou's down to put it at the beginning. But part of his thing was saying, hey, why not make the move 2 weeks for the bye week to learn the new defense? Couple of items there. First off, not a new defense. Duffner's not going to come in and bring in a 3-4 defense or a different style or scheme. He's going to run what they've been running. It's just going to be, hopefully, better coached during practice. And here's the key word, simplified. If you're simplifying something, you probably don't need 2 weeks to install it. Like I said, not changing the playbook. All we're doing is simplifying it. The last time this was done, the Bucks went on a 5-game win streak in 2016. And I believe somebody posted the statistics of that 5-game win streak and how dominant the Bucks defense was during that stretch. They have been far from it the last 2 years. I have no idea what this defense is going to look like. But I can tell you one thing. If the players keep playing the way they've been playing, it doesn't matter who the fuck is calling the plays. They're going to fail. And they're going to make every single fucking quarterback they go against, including Baker Mayfield this Sunday, a Hall of Fame quarterback. Because they are giving up Hall of Fame type numbers every fucking week. Think about that. Quarterbacks that go against this defense this year have a quarterback rating of like a buck 25. That doesn't happen. So he'll simplify it. That's fine. Well, Duffner's going to blitz more. Did we all pay attention on Sunday? Mike Smith, the Bucs actually blitzed a lot on Sunday. I got news for you. One thing to blame the play caller, it's another thing to look at those players that are blitzing and say, when you blitz like a bat out of hell and you get to the quarterback. It's the exact opposite with this team. These guys blitz and become total pussies. When you blitz, you can't get blocked.
It can't happen. I mean, time and time again on Sunday, whether it was Quan Alexander or Levante David or whoever else they wanted to blitz, nobody got there. Nobody. And they blitzed a lot. So, yeah, the defensive coordinator might be gone. But which of these players are going to step up and prove they belong? I haven't addressed it, but I'm not sure if I addressed it on Monday, but don't be mistaken. I was fucking pissed when my team, the team I love, the team I have so much passion for, the team that represents my city, our city, and I got two fucking players. I don't give a fuck what their names are. I don't give a fuck what position they play. You've got two fucking players on your sideline yucking it up and dancing when you're down by eight and the defense has looked like shit. Zero accountability. Now factor in that those two players are leaders. On your defense! They're leaders! This is not rocket science. When you don't hold your players accountable, and then your leaders don't hold themselves or others accountable, guess what? Fucking 12 straight years of bullshit. Bullshit. And yeah, Jason Pierre-Paul was asked about it. And he even said, we need to think twice when their cameras are out. No shit. Finally, a player stepping up and saying, you know what? It's not okay to just have fun any time of the fucking day. You know, I'm in sales. You think every fucking moment of every fucking day is fun? No, you know what's fun? When I win. When I win a $100,000 case. And I calculate the commission I'm making off of it. That's fun. When I beat my opponent, that's fun. You think the grind of going in sales pitch and contract comparisons and all this bullshit is fun? No! It's part of the process! It's part of the process that's gonna make it fun once, let's all say it together, I win! Yes, you got it, see? There's a recurring theme here. Win, and then you can have fun. Only a matter of time. Same fucking players every fucking season. Fun, fun, fun. Fucking playing Beach Boys in the fucking locker room. They got their T-Bird outside. Oh, yeah. It's going to be fun, fun, fun. Well, while you guys are yucking it up on the sideline, the rest of us are burying our heads into our Cigar City highlight to forget the mess that we're watching. It's not just the coach. It's players not playing up to their status. I don't want to say reputation, and I don't even want to say talent, because I think that the status certain fans and media members have placed on certain players exceeds the actual talent and production that they have shown in their NFL careers. So if you're not going to play up to your status and dance on the sideline, let's face it, man. I got the hashtag going. Hashtag, dance like you're down by eight. But see, that doesn't even do it justice. It should be dance like you just bent over and took it for 30 straight minutes of an NFL clock. Take it. I don't know what the defense is going to look like, but if they held Mike Smith accountable, if they, and again, Dirk Cutter 2 weeks before, more than one guy, he's my friend, blah, 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 blah. Okay? I don't think this was Dirk Cutter's decision. It was either Jason Light either went to Dirk and said, listen, you need to make this move. Okay? Or the Glazers did and said, you don't need to make this move. You must make this move. And if Jason Light or the owners are holding Mike Smith accountable, I guarantee you, especially if it's Jason Light, he's evaluating his players on defense. Jason Light, you are the one that went out and pieced together this defense. If I were Jason Light, I would be thoroughly pissed that all the work I did is producing this result. Fuck that. If I went out and did all of that work, you bet your ass you were going to produce the way I envision you producing. When I spent the money, when I traded for you, you players on this pedestal. And if this defense is going to play collectively as a unit, I'm going to get rid of the players that I feel are holding me back. Because in the end, it's not about personal feelings. It's about results and production. And if you don't produce the results needed, it will go all the way uphill and Jason Light will be fired. So either Jason Light, you've got one of two decisions. You either get rid of the players that are holding you back, or you yourself will be getting rid of. And I hope for the former. I hope for the first. Get rid of the players holding your defense back. I think we've finally got the offense where it needs to be. I still want more out of the run game. Peyton Barber played his best NFL game on Sunday. Doesn't say much, right? If that was his best performance ever, that's probably the best he can play, period, to his talent level. Okay, a guy I want on the roster, not special. Can Rojo be special? But it's all a moot point. I'm okay with where the offense is. Yes, we could use a right tackle. Yes, we need a right guard, if it's Kappa or somebody, because Benenock is terrible. And yeah, I'd love to figure out a feature back. But the needs are on defense. The defensive line was addressed. Well, it hasn't gelled yet. Gerald McCoy was supposed to be this unstoppable force once he got help around him. Hilarious. That's fucking hilarious. Okay, linebackers. Quan Alexander. I think you can make an argument that Quan Alexander's liability in coverage balances out his playmaking ability, which makes him an average football player. Oh, great, you fly around, you know, do your Lai Tyrilla thing. But on third and five, I'm seeing Austin Hooper go across the middle and catch a pass. I'm seeing Alvin Kamara against the Saints run right by your ass. Can't cover. Liability. Is that how he was used? Well, you can't just fucking blitz Levante David and Quan Alexander every time. You're a linebacker. Not just that. You're an undersized linebacker. You better be able to cover. Secondary, it's young. Young. You still got Grimes back there, but hey, when you invest in that many young players in your secondary, they're going to make mistakes. Especially in this confusing defense of Mike Smith. Maybe they'll be better when it's simplified. I don't really have a problem with the secondary. I like the leadership Jason Pierre-Paul has shown. I'm excited to see Kendall Beckwith get back. But the Gerald McCoy, the Quan Alexander, it's not just the dancing. It's... we're not seeing a physical dominant presence in the middle of the defensive line. Say what you want. We're not seeing the impact plays. Nobody's dominating. He's got the players around him. He's getting solo blocked, okay? He's not getting double teamed every play. He wasn't before, which I pointed out several times, and he's not now. But those are supposed to be the key guys on defense, and if they're liabilities, especially in coverage by your middle linebacker, difficult. Difficult to stop teams on third down. All you got to do is run tight ends and running backs out in patterns. Levante David and Quan Alexander can't cover them. Whew. Lot. And now you got the Browns coming in. Wow. Honestly, you might have come to this podcast for answers. Hopefully I was able to entertain you a little bit. I have no idea what they're going to do on defense. I have no idea how this game is going to play out. Anyone that's telling you they have an idea of how this game is going to play out is lying to you. They are lying big time. The Browns can score a shit ton of points, or they could fail because they're inconsistent on offense. And the Bucs have played well against the run, but haven't really stopped anyone against the pass. But now Duffner comes in. Is he going to change things in the secondary, simplify things? Does that mean they're going to be better? Are they going to stop the run and the pass? Are the Browns going to be able to run or pass? I mean, I will simply go by this. Paper, what we've seen this season. First off, I think the Browns are... they're a couple plays away from having just one loss on the season. I mean, the Saints game they should have won. They tied the Steelers. They were up big on the Raiders and somehow blew that. I mean, Browns have been good this year. Now, with that said, I don't know if the Browns defense can stop the Bucs offense. And the Browns offense is, they don't have a Matt Ryan or a freaking Roethlisberger or Drew Brees or anyone like that or Trubisky. What they do have is Baker Mayfield, first round pick, rookie. He can throw the ball, but he can make mistakes. No idea how this is going to play out. But you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get up early Sunday morning. I'm going to tell Holly it's okay to wear your Browns shirt. She's from Cleveland, okay? She's actually from Cleveland. She's going to say, no, I'm going to wear a stick carrier shirt. And I'm going to say, you know what? I love you. We'll have our shirts. We'll get all dressed up. We're going to go early to the tailgate party that we'll have there on the corner of Tampa Bay. I believe it's between Lincoln and Glenn. You're more than welcome to join us. We'll have a great time. Great time. We'll go to the game. It'll be hot. And at that point, we all find out together what the fuck is going on. But until then, no clue. I'm just going to take it in. I'm going to enjoy every moment of it. And remember, it's football season. Not only that, it's fall. Not only that, that means a lot of Cigar City beer drinking. So, pack it up. Load up the coolers. I'll have my highlight. You have your invasion. See, here's the thing, Bucks fans. Why are you not going out to the liquor store and getting invasion? Cigar City invasion? It goes with the Buccaneers. And while I'm thinking about it, I can't remember the Buccaneers ever using the word invasion. Why would you not use the word invasion? That's what pirates did. There's a negative context. Whatever. Cigar City, it's available in pretty much every liquor store throughout the Bay Area. Okay? Tampa Bay through and through. Cigar City Brewing has been in this area for years, decades upon decades. High Lie is my favorite beer. It's my go-to beer. It is the beer I order anytime I'm out. I promise you, anytime you see me with a beer, most likely it's a highlight. There's probably a 99.9% chance it's a highlight. If it's not a highlight, it's probably water or a martini. But But they got the Invasion, they got the Florida Cracker, they got a whole bunch of them. CigarCityBrewing.com. Get your Cigar City beer. Join us at the tailgate party. Let's get a little drunk. Let's go into this game with no expectations. I was going to say low expectations. No expectations. Let's just go in and enjoy ourselves for once. Win or lose, eh. You know, it's October. We're just about out of it. Or are they? All right. Thanks to Cigar City being a sponsor of this podcast. Thanks to Buffalo Wild Wings and Mastro Subaru, B4, Christian, Headlines Barbershop. And thanks to each and every one of you for sending in the following Bucks takes.
Bucks Uncensored.
Bucks Uncensored. Got some Bucks takes to get to. Haven't mentioned this in a while, but if you ever want to submit your Bucks take, very simple. Bust out your phone. Great to do while at the game, especially after the game, walking to your car. Bust out your phone. Open up that voice memo and record your voice. Your take, your phone. Keep it to 90 seconds. Okay, 90 seconds, 2 minutes, whatever. Some of them are longer, as you'll hear here in a moment. Keep them as short as possible, fit in as many as we can. But, at that point, you just email it to bucksuncensored@gmail.com and you'll be able to get on the Bucks Uncensored podcast. It's as easy as that. Right, Will?
Justin! Will in the Midwest just chiming with the fucking Bucks take. Well, it seems that the Bucks finally started to cut the cancer out of the fucking organization. With the firing of Mike Smith. Watched the press conference when I got home last night. A lot of people were saying that, you know, from what they gathered from the press conference, Dirk Cutter is the one who fired him, the one who made the decision. I think there was a lot of coach speak going on there. The way that he was answering the questions, it's almost like he wanted to let everybody know that he did what he had to do. But he did it against his will. I mean, clearly it sounds like the Glazers or Jason Light or somebody, or maybe a, you know, a little column A, column B, stepped on in and said, hey, you need to fucking fire this fucking motherfucker, or you could be fucking packing your fucking office up too, buddy. With that all being said, as I mentioned, we just started to cut the cancer out. I've already fucking put this on record that, you know, and I know other people too, so I'm not fucking, you know, changing the game or anything. It wasn't just Mike Smith. It's the players too. And we need to continue to cut the cancer out of this motherfucking team. And, you know, I keep saying dead weight, but fuck it. I'll just fucking say it, man. Fucking Gerald McCoy has to fucking go. This team is not any better nor any worse with him not on the field. And I heard he's got a calf strain. So hopefully he gets Vita Vea and he's out for a fucking month. So we can all realize the defensive line, once again, is no better nor any worse than with Gerald McCoy on it. And he's a fucking goddamn $13, $14 million sack of fucking pussies. And then, second of all, man, I love this dude's passion. I love his desire, you know, to be great and whatnot. But we definitely need to upgrade the middle linebacker position. I'm not saying necessarily get rid of Quan. If anything, you know, if Levante, you know, doesn't have a stellar year, that's another person we could, you know, maybe shave some cap off, either use him as a trade candidate or... you know, or just fuck, I don't know if he's got dead money next year and we could just cut him, you know, and then just move Quan out to that side. I don't know if it's just as simple as that. I'm not a fucking football genius or anything, but I do know enough about football to know that Quan Alexander is not good at being a middle linebacker, and there's 3 years of fucking communication errors on this team. Well, if it wasn't just Mike Smith, it's got to be placed on the quarterback of the defense. You know, everybody's like, oh, well, you know, if the secondary is having communication errors, why is that Quan Alexander's problem? It's not necessarily just his problem, but he's just not good at what he does. There's got to be a better option at middle linebacker. Right? It's got to be the case. And I don't want us going out and paying fucking $9, $10 million for somebody who doesn't fucking deserve it just because we think he should get paid that. But anyways, shout out to the sponsors, B4, Bricado, Sports Legends Bar and Grill, Mastro Subaru, Headlines Barbershop, Buffalo Wild Wings, Cigar City, what up? Ira Kaufman and the Joes over at Joe Bucks Fan. Anyways, just as usual, bro, take care. And go Bucks, baby!
You know, it's funny, and thanks, Will. Always enjoy the passion you bring. Targeting a few players there. But, all right, I always try to caution people. Like, I know you want to send your Bucks take. Maybe just wait a second or wait till after the game, or you just never know what might pop up. Collect your thoughts. Kane, St. Pete. I'd have jumped the gun a little bit.
Kamish, Kane, and St. Pete. Just got done listening to your Monday podcast, and you were asking about our perception and our thoughts on the rest of the season. Well, I'll give you a prediction. It's going to be cold, it's going to be dark, and it's going to last you the rest of your life. And that's a quote from the movie Groundhog Day, because that's what this fucking Bucks team is. It's Groundhog Day every fucking season with this team. And until something changes at the top, it's going to be like that for a long, long time. I'm watching other teams around this league find ways to win every Sunday. And outside of that Saints game last year where fucking Winston hit Godwin down the sideline and we won as time expired and cost us three spots in the draft. But other than that game, this team doesn't find ways to win. We're not the ones fucking throwing touchdown passes at the end of the games, kicking game-winning field goals, getting our team in position to win. We're fucking when we win, we're scoring a lot of fucking points and then praying to God that our defense doesn't absolutely shit the bed. That's our MO for winning football games, and it has been that way for as long as I can remember. You know, it's bad, and you were 100% right about us, the players, taking on the personality of their coach. Our defensive coordinator doesn't look like a football coach. He looks like a fat Steve Martin. And just like Steve Martin, he's a goddamn joke. You know, until we get rid of him and probably everybody else on the staff, nothing's going to change. It's going to be the same shit. You know, I've already given away my Browns tickets for Sunday because I'm going to a wedding on Saturday. And the last thing I want to do is roll out of bed hungover and go see a fucking Bucks game. It's like having a second job sometimes with this team. You know, you put in a long week of work, and then you got to go watching that shit on Sunday and sweat your ass off. Yeah, no thanks. You know, I'm sitting this week out. Call me a bad fan. Call me whatever you want. But, you know, the last thing I want to do is be in that hot sun watching Baker Montana drop 500 on us while I'm fucking puking my guts out in the corner. Anyway, man, went over a little bit over, but yeah, fuck this team. Breaking news, fat Steve Martin just got fired. Disregard everything I said, except for the part where I gave away my tickets. That sucks. Go Bucks.
Kane, making me laugh. Now, Kane, first off, you've listened to the podcast. I would hope all of you know this. Listen, you're allowed to be whatever type of fan you want. I embrace bandwagon fans, but I wouldn't even call any Bucks fan that decided to not go this Sunday, wouldn't call you a bad fan. I mean, people make it out to be a lot more than it actually is, but it's simply a transaction. You pay for a service, they give you the service. If you're not happy with what you're paying for, then you have options. You stop paying for it. Oh, you've already paid for it. You don't have to go. Your life. You want to stay home with your family? Stay home with your family. I'm not going to judge you. And anyone that does judge, first off, and here's the other thing. There's no trophies for fans. And any trophies that there might have been for fans are fictional trophies. They're not real trophies. Okay? So there's no good fan. There's no bad fan. There's just douchebag fan. Okay? That's it. Are you a normal person or are you just going to be a dick when you go to a game? That's it. To me, those are the two different type of fans. And just being loud doesn't mean you're a dick, because I'm loud. I try not to be a dick at the games. But here's, I mean, do what you want. Do what you want. I mean, I had close friends. I don't know if they want me to put it out there, but I had close friends of mine text me and say, I'm done. I'm not doing this anymore. I can't afford it. I'm, you know, sacrificing elsewhere so that I can sacrifice and buy Bucks tickets and then go watch this shit. How do you argue with that? How do you argue? You should spend the money the way you think you should spend money. And football, NFL, is entertainment. And the first thing that should ever be cut out of your budget, if needed, would be entertainment dollar. So, yikes. Fat Steve Martin, though, is gone. But one that's not gone is our friend, Jeremy, in Cali.
Commish! Stick carriers, what's up? It's Jeremy in Cali. Just calling in, man, on Mike Smith's Day of Reckoning. Your ass is gone, motherfucker! Bye-bye! See you later! Now, you all don't think that this is really gonna solve everything, do you? I wanna be positive, but you know what? All this is gonna do is help expose who else is fucking up. How about you, Quan? You fucking up? You unable to fucking tell the guys the plays on the field? Is that why we're having communication problems? How about anybody else? Why don't you all fucking try to play? Anyway, we're going to see what happens on this defense right now. And we're going to see what the problems are, which is awesome. And who knows? Maybe the whole fucking team has a problem. And then we can do hashtag fire them all. Fuck fire the cannons. Fire all the goddamn coaches! Now, we as stick carriers can do one thing! And that's speak softly. And carry the big motherfucking stick! Bye-bye, Mikey.
Oh, Jeremy and Callie. Gosh, Jeremy, I need to come out there and visit with you. Then go to one of those places where that stuff that's not legal here is legal there. We'll just, you know, sit around, do stuff, smoke stuff, eat stuff, and then we'll get really creative with some Buck stuff. Yeah, yeah. Fat Steve Martin, bye-bye Mikey. We say hello to Tony Tega.
Justin, stick carriers. Your boy Tony Tega here, Section 112. I'm sure it's party time for everyone now that Mike Smith's gone. And Mike Smith needed to go, and Mike Smith was a problem. But Mike Smith is not the problem. The problem has been here well before Mike Smith got here. And the problem is in that locker room. The problem is with the standards that that locker room has set and with a total, utter lack of accountability from player to player. And it's manifested itself in horseshit like what we saw on the sideline last week, where the Bucks defense is celebrating like they just won the fucking Super Bowl when they're down 8 points late in the fourth quarter against a division rival. Hey, you motherfuckers want to celebrate? Go get 11 sacks and a shutout like Baltimore did. When was the last time any of you motherfuckers shut out anybody? But I digress. We have a new defense. We have a new defensive coordinator. Let's see what happens. You know, does anyone remember back in the day when rookie quarterbacks used to come into Ray J and leave in a fucking body bag? You know, people that didn't live through that like we lived through that as Bucks fans, they will never understand the kind of standard that was set in this town, and they never will. And I hope to God it makes a comeback. You want to win this city over, Duffner? Go out there, break out your big motherfucking sticks, beat these motherfuckers' asses, and get them the fuck out of our stadium. Let's get to work.
You know, I'm struggling right now. You know, does Duffner have a chance to be the long-term defensive coordinator with the Bucks? I want to say no. Could he? I guess he could. I guess you'll have to find out my true thoughts on Friday during the Hypecast. Thank you to all of you that sent in your Bucks takes. A lot of you that I did not put on the podcast. Just keep sending them in. I rotate them as much as I can. So keep on sending those to BucksUncensored@gmail.com. Buffalo Wild Wings had a great party there this past Sunday at the one in South Tampa. We'll be at the one in Brandon for the Bucks Panthers game on November 4th. So mark it on your calendars and be ready to come on out and chug a bunch of Cigar City High Life with all of us. Let's all get drunk watching books. Buffalo Wild Wings, where they have $5 game day menu of $5 Bud Light, Coors Light, Miller Light, pitchers. They've got $5 hamburgers, cheeseburgers, and brats, $5 select cocktails. Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, sports, and a $5 game day menu. Mastro Subaru is giving stick carriers discounts just for being Bucks fans. Go to Mastro Subaru in Tampa or Orlando. Let them know you're a stick carrier, and they will give you special pricing on your new or pre-owned vehicle. Mastro Subaru or MastroSubaru.com. And Cigar City Brewing. Get your High Lie like me. If you don't want High Lie because the alcohol content is too much, and is it too much for you? Then get the Invasion. The Invasion is a phenomenal beer with a Florida cracker if you want something light. Nope, not going there. All right, Cigar City. Get at your local liquor store. Make sure your house is always stocked like mine is with some High Lie. B4 is what you drink before you drink Cigar City High Life, I'll tell you that much. They saved me from a boatload of hangovers. It's what you drink before you drink. DrinkB4.com and Christian at Headlines Barbershop. Headlines Barbershop has their own app. Download it, get it on your phone, find the Headlines Barbershop nearest you, and make your appointment right there on the app as well. Thanks to every one of you. Thanks to all the Bucks takes we got. Thanks for listening. Numbers are outrageous. I can't thank all of you enough. Let's keep it going. Let's stay strong. Let's stay together, and let's stay alive. I'll have the Hypecast coming your way on Friday. Until then, we will continue to speak softly and hopefully not play defense softly as well. Nailed it.
And hopefully we don't have no dancing motherfuckers on the sideline, those two bitches, and sit those motherfuckers. Sit them.